We're still following a breaking story this afternoon, a shooting outside of the National Zoo. WTOP's Megan Clougherty has details.
Hillary, D.C. police confirm one person is shot near the National Zoo. Around 5:17, police say they got a report of shots fired in the 3,000 block of Connecticut Avenue. The police spokesman saying to me they know it's a male, but they're unsure if it's an adult or a child. We'll head now to WTOP Traffic Director Jim Battalese, who was there when it happened.
Hey, Meg, I was actually out here because we had a car accident right in front of the zoo, so I headed over here to report on it for Bob Marburg. I got out of the WTOP traffic spotter car and was about to talk to police officials about the accident when we heard two shots ring out. Everybody kind of dove to the ground, and immediately tons of first responders started heading into this area, and D.C. police immediately started pushing people back into the zoo because, as you know, there was a big event here at the zoo today. A lot of families were streaming out, so they immediately put a halt to that and pushed everybody back into the zoo and shut down this whole portion of Connecticut Avenue. It was really complete chaos here. Police on horseback, everybody came running in, helicopters overhead, and I can confirm they did take one person away in a rescue squad at this point, but at this point, I'm not sure if they found the shooter, but it was distinctively two shots that I heard, and then everybody hit the ground.
Jim, can you tell us what it feels like down there right now?
It's still kind of chaotic. There's a lot of TV crews showing up right now. Traffic is starting to move on Connecticut Avenue, but you've got a lot of yellow police tape going up. Helicopters overhead. From what I can overhear from some of the police radios, they're still looking for the shooter, and they're still kind of canvassing this area, trying to find who decided to shoot after this, you know, great family event at the zoo today.
All right, Jim. WTOP's Traffic Director Jim Battalese there at the National Zoo, where shots rang out today, and we understand one person is injured. In response, the zoo has closed the pedestrian gates at Connecticut Avenue and are closing the zoo grounds an hour early today at 6 p.m. We spoke also with Metro, which says all stations in the proximity of the zoo are open. There are no changes to the red line schedule, but they have increased Metro police presence in light of the shooting. Again, Hillary, Sean, one person shot near the National Zoo. There's heavy police presence, as we just heard, down at the zoo along Connecticut. Stay with WTOP as we get more details. We'll bring them to you. Reporting live, Megan Clougherty, WTOP News.
All right, Megan, thanks.